Bible study. Baptism in the titles versus baptism in Jesus' name. Baptism the correct way. Introduction. Baptism is a central part of the Christian faith. However, there is confusion among many today about the correct formula to use when baptizing. Should it be done in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, or in the name of Jesus Christ? What does the Bible actually say? And more importantly, what did the early church practice? This Bible study aims to bring biblical clarity to this topic, rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, and showing that Jesus' name baptism is the only method used by the apostles and the early church. And this was not a contradiction to Jesus' command, but rather the correct understanding of what he meant. Number 1, the Great Commission, what Jesus said to do. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, New King James Version. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave a clear command to baptize in the name, singular, not names, plural. He didn't say to repeat those titles, he said to baptize in the name. So what is the name? The Father is not a name, it's a title. The Son is not a name, it's a title. The Holy Spirit is not a name, it's a title. But what is the revealed name behind all three? Number 2, the disciples' obedience, what they actually did. The apostles obeyed Jesus' command in Matthew 28 and 19, but they never repeated the phrase, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Instead, they baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, because they understood what Jesus meant. Jesus said, baptize in the name, and they knew that name was Jesus. Every recorded baptism in the Bible was done in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, NKJV. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Acts chapter 8, verse 16, NKJV. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 10, verse 48, NKJV. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 19, verse 5, NKJV. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Not once in Scripture do we see a baptism performed using the phrase, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Number 3, modern day illustration, understanding implied meaning. Imagine this, if I, Corey Thompson, told you that my favorite bag of chips is Cool Ranch Doritos. And one day I asked you, hey, can you go to the store and grab me a bag of chips? What chips would you bring back? If you know my favorite is Cool Ranch Doritos, then you would bring me Cool Ranch Doritos, even though I didn't specifically say it that time. Why? Because you understood what I meant. The same principle applies to Matthew 28 and 19. Jesus said to baptize in the name, and the disciples, knowing his name, obeyed by baptizing in Jesus' name. Number 4, why the name of Jesus matters. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Salvation is in the name of Jesus, not in titles. This is why baptism must be in his name. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Baptism is both a word and a deed, and must be done in Jesus' name. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 10 says, therefore God also has highly exalted him, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. The highest name, the name of authority, is Jesus. Number 5, is this a salvation issue? Yes, according to Scripture, baptism is essential for salvation, and it must be done correctly. Acts 2 and 38 connect repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, and receiving the Holy Spirit as part of the salvation plan. John chapter 3, verse 5, NKJV, says, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Water equals baptism. Spirit equals Holy Ghost. The water birth must be according to biblical instruction, in Jesus' name. To ignore the only method used by the apostles is to ignore the pattern of the early church. Conclusion. Baptism in the titles Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is not found anywhere in the Bible as an actual baptism formula. It was never used by the apostles, nor by the early church. However, baptism in the name of Jesus is found consistently and exclusively throughout the New Testament. Why? Because the disciples understood that when Jesus commanded them to baptize in the name, he was referring to his own name, Jesus, the name that holds all authority in heaven and on earth. Matthew 28 and 18. Baptism in Jesus' name is not just biblical. It's the only way the Bible teaches to be baptized. Have you been baptized according to the biblical pattern? In the name of Jesus Christ? If not, consider being rebaptized, just like Apollos did. He was rebaptized in Jesus' name because he was initially baptized wrong. See Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 5, regarding Apollos getting rebaptized. Don't settle for tradition, follow truth.